Acidic Film Productions podcast, Acidic Features.
Welcome to Acidic Features, brought to you by Acidic Films Productions. I'm Eli Fridley, here with my co-hosts and friends,
Connor
Murphy.
Did we say it at the same time? It was different for me. That was funny. Okay.
Whatever.
Yes. Well, Connor and Murphy. All right. Well, anyways, so I'm Eli with Connor and Murphy. So we are, as you know, Acidic Features, and we have a film production company, and we plan on making films, short films, full movies, and things like that. And this is a sub account of what we do. So yeah, and I thought we could start out by first, you know, just having a brief backstory about us three. You know, so I feel like, I don't know, who wants to take the stage?
We should start with how you met Connor.
With how I met Connor?
That happened before I met you.
Okay. Well, I met Connor in 10th grade. Way back then. You know, all those years ago. But I met him at open house. Well, actually, I met him when I was in 8th grade. And Connor was in 6th grade. But I didn't really, like, hang out with him, actually. Like, he was just the outcast. Like, I don't remember seeing him really ever doing anything besides just sitting and eating at the table at cafeteria. But me and him started hanging out when he was a freshman and I was a sophomore because one of our friends said, oh, I like the kid with the long hair. And I thought she was talking about one of the different dudes. But I go up to him and I ask him about skateboarding and all that. And I wasn't sure about it. You know, just how every good friendship starts out. But if I hung out with him, he skipped school, went to his house looking for the tattoo machine. He accidentally did a very old kickflip, and it was, like, some of the cleanest shit I've ever seen. And, like, we've pretty much just been pretty good friends since then. And I ended up moving out of my house at 16, and I moved in with him for a few months. And that's pretty much how all that shit really started. Which was the beginning of junior year, for continuity.
I have a horrible memory, but yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
I met Connor in about... When I was about 7 years old. Fuck, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was in kindergarten, and I was this super little kid.
In seventh grade?
And so, Connor was also in kindergarten, and I found out his name's similar to mine. We each have Connor in our names. So
this is your name.
I would just go, hey, Connor. And he would go, hey, Connor. And yeah, we pretty much were hanging out since then. And I'd say about 3 years ago now, one day he saw that I had some pretty fire weed. And I came over and we had the biggest smoke sesh of my life.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
And because of Connor, one day I was coming over to smoke, and I ran down the stairs, thump, 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 and just shouted, I shitted.
First thing I hear from this man, I shitted.
This avocado man on the couch shouts, who the fuck are you? And I just go, I'm Murphy.
Yeah, and he just pulled out his... I'm not going to say it like that, but he pulled out the weed.
You were going to say I pulled out my sack.
Yeah, so I was thinking a sack of weed. We pulled out the weed, and I'm like, all right, yeah, you cool, man. And we smoked out. It was some good shit. And we...
I pulled it out from under my hat.
Yeah, I think you did, because you were wearing, like, the weird long, like, side one.
I was wearing my, my Canadian hat.
Your rip-off X-Code A hat.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we started hanging out, and we turned little Murphy here into a fucking demon, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I went from an innocent boy to
innocent, short, chubby little man. Like, seriously, he was kinda chubby. And like, he was a little bit shorter than me, and then all of a sudden I come back and he's almost 6 feet tall, and it's like, what in the happened to you?
Eli, like, moved out of state. Me and Connor live in the same state. but Eli moved.
Very true, very true.
He's a solid 6 hours away now.
Solid 6 hours? I'd say more.
13?
Are we talking about, like, where I actually live? Like, for real, right?
Like, no. from the cities to where you are.
Dude, 16 to 18 hours.
Holy cow.
Wow, that's a long drive.
I used to do that every year to go to Thanksgiving for my dad because his family lived here. So we would drive from there all the way here, 16 to 18 hours with a fully packed car, three kids, two adults, and, like, so much luggage. It was terrible.
Wow. Shit.
Fucking terrible. But anyways, I guess that's a strap for right then, right there. You know, that's that, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get on to strain of the day. All right. So the strain of the day today, you know, mimosa, not too bad, not bad. All right. Let me give you a little information about mimosa. All right. I'll give a little bit, and Murphy can give a little bit too, because, you know, he's a bit of a scientist, okay? He's a bit of a scientist, all right? For one, it's got a 4.5 out of stars, pretty much out of anything I've seen, all right? Mimosa, excuse me, sorry about that. Mimosa is a hybrid, all right? It is a cross between Clementine with Purple Punch, small doses, strain, you know, it makes you super happy, level-headed effects, makes you feel uplifted, you know? Mimosa, it could make you feel a little sleepy, maybe relaxed, you know? It's got some citrus flavor, and it can help relieve depression and stress, and it's quite energizing as well.
Now, mimosa is known to be a sativa dominant strain, and it causes more of a head high than a body high, and it's great for a morning to early afternoon smoke because it makes you energetic and makes you less paranoid and less dizzy, and it can help with overall stress, pain, and fatigue, so you can do more for longer. In my experience, mimosa is a great strain when you are in a not very good mood because it can make anything seem three times as good.
Oh yeah, also, it makes you extremely creative and everything as well.
It's a very early colored strain, normally covered in lots of trichomes, and it's known for just its great overall effects.
Oh yeah, it also has untypical about its THC levels about 19%. So yeah, that is mimosa. All right, I only had mimosa a few times. Truthfully, never been bad. Honestly, I find it more of a blunt kind of weed. Now I'm not even a huge fan of blunts. I'm a peace kind of guy.
I think I've only had mimosa once.
I've had it like three or four times at least.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, Murph, I think you used to see a mimosa actually a good bit. You used to tell me that you smoke on mimosa. You really liked it. Yeah. You do mimosa. But, all right. Yeah, that was strain of the day, guys. That is going to be pretty much, I'm not going to say every day, but every episode. You know, every episode we come out, there will be a strain of the day. Usually it will be different. We're going to try to always have it different. You know, if we do forget, we do apologize. But it could be new information that we found out and that you find out. But so now it's time. So I guess we can, this is, oh yes.
Smoke break.
All right.
We skipped over smoke break number one for some reason.
We did?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So boys, what are you smoking on right now?
All right. Cameron, you should go first actually.
I go first? Okay. I got 92% Delta 8 THC Pineapple Express cart. That is pretty fire.
Nice.
Tastes really good.
My lighter just fucking died.
Sadly, I don't have any flour on me. Only got the cart. But I have a King Quarter Gold Edition Steve Alive Resin Oil cart. It is, let me make sure I'm saying this right. Let me check all of it. It's, what the fuck, where is it? Strange Glur, Stachiva, Candyland. There we go. I'm smoking Candyland. It is a 80. It's only 80%. Not terrible though. 80%. Straight out of McLeod, Oklahoma.
I'm over here in the Flower Power Gang.
Oh, yeah.
And right now I'm smoking what I call the Jungle Mix. I have Gorilla Glue 4, Gorilla Glue Basic, the two different phenos. I also have muffins. It's just basically a mix of every weed that I've had in the past 2-3 months. And yeah.
Nice.
All of it's ranging from about 15 to 20% THC.
Nice, that's good actually. 20%, that's not bad. That's good.
That is really good.
I don't really want anything under 15%.
I'm gonna take a fat cart hit real quick.
Alrighty. What's your guys' favorite smoking apparatus? Like,
gotta say a one.
Favorite type of piece.
Money. Saves the weed. Saves your money. Gets you pretty baked as long as you're not, you know, a heavy smoker or a blunt smoker. Because, you know, you're smoking so much more at one time. If you know you're just a chillax stoner, like a real fucking stoner, you've got some gas, so you can just poke a couple whinies and fucking chill out.
Yeah. Well, you have medical grade. I only have recreational grade.
Yeah, I have really shit.
I really like smoking out of a good old-fashioned glass spoon pipe.
See, glass spoon pipes are always good. I do like me a bowl sometimes.
I feel that I get the best flavor and experience out of it. And I can hit it while laying down in my bed.
100%. A pipe definitely gives off best flavor, I'd say, for sure. Unless, dude, have you ever had Grape Aid? Fucking, so it was, I think it's called Grape Aid, and then there was the Granddaddy Purple, and it was the grape flavored joints. Dude, best shit I've ever fucking tasted.
You don't remember that I brought over that Granddaddy Purple?
Oh, you did bring over Granddaddy Purple once. That's right. Dude, do you remember the...
You had the one that had the Grape Aid.
Mm.
It wasn't Grape Aid, it was Grape Ape.
Whatever, grape aid, both delicious.
I think it was like a phenotype variable of Gorilla Glue and Granddaddy Perp, like, you know, a mix.
Mm. Granddaddy Perp is probably one of my favorite strains, to be honest, if not my favorite. I'm actually getting more into indicas now. You know, when I was younger, I really liked sativas because it hot me up and I'd feel like I'm the king of the world, but now I want someone to chill out.
I told you, man. I've been telling you this since we were all living at Connor's.
Well, because, I mean, sativa just always seemed better, and, like, don't get me wrong, I fucking love to smoke on a sativa. But when I get home from work, I just want to, like, relax, smoke a little indica, play a little bit of video games, maybe watch some Workaholics, you know. Video chat Betty White because she's my grandma. Like,
yeah.
Okay, I also video chat Betty White. And she's my sugar mama.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I think my favorite piece would be a zong or like a bubbler.
Yeah, dude, you're a bong man. Bongs are
like one of the little bubblers. Like those things smack. They hit so hard.
Yeah, but you let your bongs get really dirty.
I don't care. I don't, because I don't have the money to go get cleaner. Like,
you don't even change the water. I change my water.
I do change the
once
water.
A day.
Recently, okay, for the last few months, I switched my water. After I smoke, I pour the water out and I fill it up every time with new
That's
water.
That's because you have to put it away.
Yeah, exactly. I put it in my bag.
Well,
Murphy is speechless for the first time. You have to shut the fuck up. I'm just joking. Okay. All right. So, is that end of smoke break, boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a smoke break. All right, we are moving on to now. We haven't really came up with a name for this one yet. You know, it's mainly just
just like story/ramble time.
Story time.
Yeah, let's start with Connor.
Hold up.
You got a story, Connor?
Aren't we supposed to like We're supposed to do a raffle to see what kind of story, you know, a trip story, a party story, you know.
Dude. We didn't set it up. So you get to choose this time.
Hold up. I got you, dude. I got you. Hold up.
Is it set up, Eli? Did you pull a clutch pro gamer move?
No, dude. Just do 1 to 5 generator.
Dude, just hang on. Just hold up. Hang on. Just hold up. Just hang on. Just hold up. Just hang on. Just hold up.
Just keep swimming.
Well,
let me just keep saying it.
It's just gonna be now. I have to. I feel like I'm gonna have to edit this.
No, you don't have to edit this. No, this is raw right here. This is fucking
the
more
first
raw
episode.
Than
have it be raw more. Footage.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Okay. Why not? Well, raw footage up to the intro, or no, past the intro, because you know the intro started.
Yeah. Fuck that. I don't really want to hear about that.
We got Eli has a bunch of names stuck up his asshole right now and he's just pulling them out one by one.
No. Okay, the first one was meeting a friend. The second one was having a crush on a or not a crush, I'd say just an interest on whether you did something or didn't with one of your friends or relatives or other friends.
Are we all doing this story, or
just him? Because I know he's got some shit.
What are you guys'
vault.
Friends, or with a friend of a friend?
Anyone, dude.
All right, Connor, go up for your story.
Okay, so I'm gonna use fake names for privacy issues or whatever. Let's say.
Not even issues.
Let's say my friend Arthur, okay? I knew this kid for like 2 years. And
walking down the street.
I was his girlfriend's best friend, and I've known her for even longer than I've known him. And he was always an asshole to her during the relationship that they were in. But he was a good friend, and it got to the point where he was continuously cheating on her and other things. And they broke up, and I decided to go behind his back and get with his girlfriend, and I am now dating her. So, yeah, that's kind of a time I betrayed one of my friends. Kind of fucked up.
He deserved it. I don't
he
care.
Did deserve it. He was an asshole.
Alrighty, Eli. Do you want to go, or should I go?
Oh, dude. Your choice, man. Your choice.
I'll go.
All right, I got you. What do we got? What do we got?
Spin that wheel.
We have a party story.
Oh. All right. So flashback to last summer. I was with Eli's ex-girlfriend. Her name is...
We'll call her...
Lila.
Yeah, we'll call her Lila.
We're going to call her Lila. And so
Lila's
I was dating her.
Future.
I was dating her, and Eli and her were broken up, like, for a good bit now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember how me and her started going out. We just kind of did. And, yeah. But, so, I went to this party one time with Connor. We were in North Minneapolis. This was last year. And so we are at this party. We're getting pretty drunk. Oh, fuck. No, that's later. All right. So this party takes place at Eli's old house. Still in North.
Oh, yeah.
What? You had a party at my house when I was there?
Me, Connor, Eli's little brother, this transsexual female to male named... I'm going to use their name. Their name was Lee. And there was also these two sisters. They were Martha and...
Stuart.
Tiffany.
Martha and Tiffany. Yep, I remember them. Don't forget Willie.
Connor.
Willie was there.
Oh, Willie was there. He's dope. He's a dude.
Oh, Willie's sick. No, we're going to have Willie on here. Anyone listening, you guys are going to end up meeting fucking Willie. And I know Willie's going to hear this. And Willie, you're going to be on this motherfucking show. Don't worry about it, dog.
And he can maybe say more if he wants.
Hold up. I don't know if I can speak on this, okay, but I wish I could give a shout out. He's got some shit dropping in this spring. That's all y'all really got to know, okay?
All right. So Connor got with Tiffany. He really liked her. It seemed that she liked me at first, but we were all kind of just like fucking around, really. And
no, I thought the same thing with your mom. Turns out she just did what I did.
So Connor ended up in between the legs of Tiffany, and Maya was like, "Wait, didn't he earlier say he had a girlfriend?" And I said the same thing. Martha wasn't having it, but Lee didn't give a fuck about that with me, and neither did. So Tiffany didn't care that Connor had a girlfriend, and Lee also didn't care. I'm using their name because I don't care. But so me and Lee started kissing, and then Connor and Tiffany went in the shower.
Oh yeah, I heard
this is the night of your mom's room.
Yeah.
After the shower, him and Tiffany went into Eli's mom's room and fucked on his mom's bed.
I hate you guys. I can't let my mom listen to this now.
So that was fun. That was a fun night. But from then on,
we were partying
with these guys all summer. We were doing a lot of illicit substances.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew what I was going to say. Trust me, I'm not dumb.
I met you.
All right. And so we were doing these illegal illicit substances, and we really just – I cheated.
Said what name?
Lila's real name.
So is fucking her, dude. Do you think she's going to give a shit?
She might.
Uh-uh.
But she cheated on me the entire summer, too.
Sucks to suck, man.
It goes both ways, so it's okay.
But yeah, that was my summer-long party story.
Okay, my turn, right? I don't really want to do this, honestly, but let's go.
Spin that wheel. Spin the wheel.
Barely. Okay, it's meeting a friend. Well, when I was born, I looked over and I looked at my right hand. I'm like, shit, bud, we're going to be best friends the rest of our lives.
No, you should talk about how we met Lucy.
Yeah.
Who's Lucy?
Zoran.
Who's Lucy?
Lucy Man.
Okay, hold up. Zoran, that's the homie.
It'd be
right
funny
there.
To get him on all the right, podcast. Anyways.
Okay, listen. So, the first fucking day I meet Zoran, I'm pretty sure... No. Okay, so the first day... We're not going to be the first day. I'm just... Well, we have to, because that's the one I met.
Were you there the... Anyways. Did we meet Zoran on the same day together?
No. Anyways. So, this kid, we're going to call him Glizzy, right? We're going to call him Glizzy. Okay. From
Glizzy.
Yeah,
you
know, but he's like, yo, come over to fucking Heights. Let's go fucking skate and shit. I'm like, dude, just come over to fucking second, bro. We'll just chill there. He's like, nah, fuck that, dude. I'm like, I don't want to have to get a lift to your crib. Like, just fucking do it. I spend $16 to get there, right? We go and meet up with Connor and Zoran and his ex. Don't remember her name, to be honest. The super tall one who had the SUV or whatever. But, yeah, that's who that was.
Wait. Was that the day that we went downtown and got drunk?
I don't know if that was that the same day because so. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was Rhea.
Okay.
And so we meet up at Holiday, right? And then everyone's like, yo, let's go to fucking second, bro. I'm like, I just fucking paid $16 to get driven a year just so I wouldn't go to second. Second is 5 minutes from my house.
I love it.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, sorry, bro. I'm like, fuck you. Okay, I get in, right? Dorm skate in the parking lot. And he tries to do fucking, I don't know, maybe a half cab 180 or some shit, right? So some shit like that. And he drops the fucking vodka bottle. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I don't even know you, but what the fuck? Bruh. And we get in the fucking car, we're driving, right? And about not even a week earlier, I busted my ass on 40th. My entire fucking arm from wrist to fucking elbow looked like bacon from the scab because I shredded it so bad, okay? And I'm chilling, and I'm sitting by him, and he looks down and he goes, bro, what the fuck is that? Get that the fuck away from me. And I'm just sitting in the car, I'm like, bro, it's a fucking scab. He's like, bro, it looks like you're fucking cancerous, bro. I'm like, it doesn't make sense, man. He's like, fuck out. He just keeps yelling about it. I'm disgusted. Yeah. He keeps saying, fuck out. It was funny as shit. And we get dropped off a second.
That didn't even sound like you.
Okay. But... so we ended up going downtown, right? And I'm even wearing the joggers. These joggers are called the Mississippi Green Joggers, okay? We're fucking skating and shit. We get the fucking bottle.
The green joggers?
Fucking cruising. We go down to Mississippi, right?
Yeah, I know the fucking exactly green what joggers, you're talking bro. About.
I remember those.
We're drinking and shit, and I'm fucking, like, we're all pretty fucking drunk. I'm obviously drunk because I was a huge lightweight because I didn't really ever fucking drink. But vodka's always been my shit. And I'm probably maybe 5-6 shots deep, and I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm jumping the Mississippi. I fucking take my fucking shirt off, and I just fucking, boom, just jump in. Just jump in the fucking Mississippi. I'm swimming around. I'm a fish. I'm a little fish. Fucking he's so pissed at me. And he's like, yeah, dude, honestly, first day I fucking met you, I fucking hated you, bro. I remembered you as the kid who jumped in the Mississippi. I'm like, that's fucking righteous, bro.
That's
wait,
awesome.
Wait.
He started asking to like hang out with me more and shit, and like we skated downtown by ourselves. We'd smoke up. We'd fucking go to secret spots. You know, stop fucking cop like fucking some shit sometimes. But he had become like literally like fucking one of the best homies I've ever had, just like Connor Murphy.
Okay. I'm gonna tell my version of meeting Zoran real quick. It'll take like. Very short. I was hanging out with Glizzy and Jimmins, and Zoran pulls up after school, and we're all just hanging out, and I've never met this kid before, and he has a skateboard, and I was like, he's probably a poser. We go skating around, and he's doing kickflips and stuff, and I can barely ollie, and
he's a poser.
Glizzy and Jimenez just dip, and they just ditch us, and I'm like, well, what the fuck? And me and Zoran are just skating, and I'm recording him, and I watch this man biff his, like, just completely eat shit, like, 4 times in a row. And I got all 4 falls on video. So funny. The first day I met him.
Oh. Was that the one when he was trying to ride on, like, the weird curb thing? And he
into the the cone thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
That was the first day I met him.
Yeah.
First day I met him, he was with D'Angelo. And they just stained Cub, and they had a bottle of gin and 2 bottles of soda and a bunch of snacks, and they were like, I'm not sure if we're gonna get this guy drunk. And then I brought him my weed. He was like, oh yeah, you can drink.
yeah, that definitely sounds like Zoran.
Alright, anyway. That was that was the story time. All right. And so we would like to thank our sponsor, Anchor, and here is a few words about them. All right. That was pretty much episode 1, just about 40 minutes. We do plan on having them a little longer. This is just, you know, first episode. We got a little bit of shit to do, to be honest with you. We got shit going on. Right?
With all the editing, it's probably going to be under 30 minutes.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, we took about the first 6 minutes doing the intro.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, we can just bullshit for a little while.
Our next segment is bullshit off the top of our heads. So, like, what's up?
That's the thing. Like, we don't really have to fucking always have a segment like this thing. So, okay, no, actually, okay. I just heard about some shit. Okay, so you know how everyone's doing stocks and shit now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I was reading this fucking article, and for one, I'm not being disrespectful at all, and I don't feel like it's disrespectful to bring this up at all, okay? But, so there's this app called Robinhood, right? And you can invest in shit, and this kid, he had been investing for, like, fucking years, dude, years. And he wakes up one day, and he's almost, I think it was like 17 grand under, okay? And he tried to email and, like, text. Well, I don't think he did text, but he's like, he tried to contact customer service to figure it out. And he ended up riding his bike into a moving train. And that is some of the craziest shit I've ever fucking read, honestly. Like, I was not expecting that at all. It was just insane.
Today, I was talking to my manager at work, and he was being funny as fuck. Like, we had one of the drivers, they had to grab a spatula from the back. And he's like, come on, throw a white boy on black. And then the driver goes, yeah, but I'm white.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. White dudes can fucking throw. Look who just fucking won. What? A seven fucking Super Bowl? A 40-some year old.
I feel that Tom Brady cheats.
Tom Brady is like, he's not on steroids.
As soon as you see him crying, when he puts that fucking towel over his face, dude, he's probably calling his managers, deflate the balls, deflate the balls.
Whoa, Eli, your mic just like shit itself.
Yeah, your audio just shit. Oh, that's better.
Oh, yeah, that's
better. Did you know that Tom Brady kisses his son? Like, makes out with his son?
Cute. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
I think I did something about that. Is that ooh, I can't even bring him up.
Okay,
yet.
Okay, listen. Listen.
We're not listen. Gonna say his name.
I've been reading some stuff. I've been reading some stuff like into the Neuralink and like what Elon Musk is working on, right? And what I've been seeing is that within the next 10 to 20 years, we're gonna be able to put our consciousness into robots. How fucking nuts is that?
I don't want that to happen, dude. Okay, straight up, real
unless
quick,
I still feel as a robot, like if I can't touch, I'm not gonna do it.
It's not gonna be the same unless it was like some sort of haptic feedback shit with like synthetic skin. But listen, okay, technology straight up is where we are going down. Technology should have fucking stopped a little bit by now. We do not need
that on such a huge point. Like, do you understand where we are?
No, 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 no. This is going to kill
our
civilization.
Listen. No, I need you to listen to me. This is why. Okay, listen. Elon Musk thinks that the artificial intelligence that we're creating, they're way smarter than us, and they're creating algorithms and things that we can't even understand as humans, and the only way to be able to understand them is to get on their level, which means become robots ourselves. And what the Neuralink does is it makes it so there's a computer hooked up to your brain and all the little neurons or whatever, and it is completely able to scan the web, download information, and put it into your brain, into your memory.
Okay, but think about it. If people can fucking hack into NASA and shit, think about what they could do with that in your fucking brain, dude. Think about that shit. You don't understand. We are talking about a whole new cesspool of sorts of problems. I mean, think about it.
But it's
like,
an entirely new type.
PTSD or some shit. It's completely different.
They don't use regular programming. They don't use binary. It's not even regular computer speech. They are using the same type of processing that a human brain would use, but they are implementing
it. It's still technology. If they are able to download and pull from certain signals, that signal that is pulling can be reached. Okay. You like It's just not fucking safe. I think we shouldn't do it. You guys can think you can, but guess what? I'm going to be the one with the gold-plated AK-47 at the top saying I am legend with my motherfucking dog at the end of the day, okay?
Wait. I have one more thing to say, okay? This is another super crazy cool fact. So NASA and the Pentagon and stuff, they recently put out on publicly that they have found spaceships and stuff from not made on Earth, and they found these materials and stuff in the spaceships that they scanned with this like quantum ion thing that scans into all of the things that make atoms, I guess you would say, each little individual particle.
Jesus fuck.
I am, okay.
They used an electron scanner and looked at the different elements of the material.
Now there are we make things on with the elemental scale. I don't how many elements are on our periodic table? They're able to scan each particle into 250 or like 267 isotopes, which means you can create any particle like any type of material, including things from like Marvel, like the made up vibranium from Captain America's shield and shit.
So basically, what he's saying is that we are able to make super materials by generating our own new elements that are able to interact in their own unique way. Like, yes, they will be gas, solid, liquid, or plasma, but they still are able to, they're going to be stronger materials or lighter weight, like different makeups, stuff no one's ever seen before.
Super sick. I'm pretty baked too. That's why it's hard for me to elaborate what I'm saying.
Well, honestly, that was
kind of brain damage. I do. I have literal brain damage.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I feel like that's a good interview, boys.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, this was Acidic Features Episode 1, recorded on February 10th, drop on to you February 11th. Oh yeah, coming straight at you. Acidic Features, out.
Peace out.